The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Saturday. It's the 27th of December that we're going to be looking ahead to. And I had to check what day it was there, Mick, because all days just merge into one at this
Absolutely.
Time of year, don't they?
You certainly lose track of them, don't you?
But we've got some really good action, haven't we, to look forward to.
Very good card on Saturday, featuring, of course, the Welsh National, but some good support cards at Chepstow.
Absolutely. And we've got some good cards elsewhere. Kempton, Weatherby.
Yeah, very good Saturday's racing. You know, it's fitted in well nicely on the back of Boxing Day, hasn't it?
Yes. The deck's a little slow in coming forward, though, weren't they?
Yes, they were just a little. We were just sweating a bit on them with such an early start. Mm. Yes.
But good Christmas, though?
Steady way. Not been too well over the build-up, but back on the men now.
Good. And full of turkey?
Not really. I'm not really into solids yet.
Oh, no? Yeah, lovely. More than the listeners needed to know there, Mick.
Absolutely. Too much information, Alex.
Right, we'll dive into the action with the 12:55 at Chepstow. It is a novices limited handicap chase over 3 miles, a Class 3 event with 9 runners down to go to post. You could give a chance to many in this
Absolutely.
One, Mick. Where should we start?
Well, I think the top weight might be the starting point. It did go up £10 for that impressive course and distance win last time. And the problem is, Sean Boyne, who rode him that day, claimed 7 at the time and he claims 5 now. So he's actually worse off by £2 plus the 10. So he's technically, crunching the numbers, £12 higher than for that win. And if I remember, he isn't the biggest Minella Half Century. Just might take some humping around there, 11 stone 8. But on the plus side, that was only his third start over fences, and he is open to further improvement. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't put anybody off backing him. Big Hans Harry, what an incredible performance he put up on his chasing debut at Ascot. Looked an unlikely winner, shall we say, going to the last.
Well, he jumped left the whole race. He was losing lengths on every fence, and in the end beat Poliski. That's probably the clincher there, the fact that it was Poliski who finds nothing for pressure.
Yeah. But it was still an incredible
it
performance.
Was, yeah. If jumping the right way, as it would be at Chepstow, then it's averaging value for a good sort of 10 or 15
Absolutely.
More.
So. And with the fact that he just scrambled home, fell over the line, if you like, he's only gone up £3 as a result. And he still looks to have plenty left to come at the age of 5, and I think he's going to be very hard to beat with. You would hope, Alex, going this way around, suiting his style.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Big Hans Harry, the one to beat. The other one to consider is Smiles for Miles, David Pipe and Tom Scudamore teaming up. His mark risen in the last 12 months from 109 to 125. An 18 length winner at Weatherby when we last saw him in November. That was a very impressive performance. He's 1 from 1 over this course and distance, and he does look to be improving now at a rate of knots over fences. And I think he's probably in receipt of the weight, £11 he's getting off Big Hans Harry. If you don't factor in Nichols' excellent £3, he could be the one that Big Hans Harry's most got to worry about.
Okay. Anything else to mention in that one?
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, Ballycolour's a model of consistency and wouldn't be winning out of turn. Cogri was the faller on its seasonal reappearance, but we know what a smart hurdler he was, and I think he's very interesting off 1-8 as well if he gets his jumping together. Tom George's horses have been in good form. Moss on the Mill was a beaten favourite last time, but only 10 stone 5 on his back. And Ale Vic Evan Williams hits, leaving Chepstow without a winner. Paul Maloney on board at Alais Vic is another one who comes into the equation. Wide open contest, Alex.
Okay. But we're going to go with Big Hands Harry.
Big Hands Harry. Visually very exciting on that Ascot evidence.
Okay. Next up is the 155. It is a juvenile hurdle, a grade one contest over the extended 2 mile trip. 10 runners going to post for this one. It's one of those races, Mick, where, I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a bit of a turn up.
You could do, yeah.
Because you've got, I mean, the likely sort of horses that'll be around favouritism, the likes of Golden Doyenne, Karazak, Old Guard. I don't think any of those have shown absolute superstar quality, if you like. And in these kind of races, you often do get a horse that didn't show much on the flat that improves rapidly going over hurdles.
Some of them are going to have to make rapid improvement if they're going to beat the three that you named, though, aren't they? We'll start with Old Guard. He was a maiden flat winner, and he won it the first time of asking. He beat one of his rivals here, Karazak, in receipt of £6 by a neck at Newbury. Now, I know they're off levels on Saturday, but it was still a good effort to beat more experienced rivals on debut, and he can only improve on that. And, there shouldn't be much against them in this renewal of their rivalry.
It is a race, that race at Newbury that Old Guard just got out, just won, that Paul Nicholls has targeted in recent years. Calypto won it last year, so if Old Guard's anywhere near that class, then...
Exactly. It's interesting that it was his representative for his debut, which is, it was a stiff ask on debut.
Oh, absolutely, and still very much learning on the flat as well. I only had three wins on the flat, so...
Exactly, and he got better. He won on his third and final start on the flat, didn't he? So he got better and better, and I think it'll be the same story over hurdles. Karazak, a bit of an enigma, isn't he? Mm. He beat Golden Doyenne on his debut, and he's competed to a high level since, but he has found one too good the last twice since beating Golden Doyenne on his debut, hence probably the addition of blinkers, Alex.
Well, you factor in his flat form as well, even going back to when he was with John Ox. Mm. 7 of his last 8 runs he's finished second. The other one he has won, so he's going to go close.
Exactly.
But I certainly wouldn't want to be lumping on. That said, did win on his hurdling debut at Chepstow,
beating Golden Doyenne, who has gone and franked the form by winning his next two,
but may have improved past him.
Exactly, broke his maiden very impressively at Warwick, and then won a Grade Two next time at Cheltenham. And
well, you really can tie yourself in knots with this race, can't
you? Absolutely, you go around in circles. So it's a toughie, but I'm going to stay with the forward going Golden Doyenne. Just because I don't think there's much between him and there's not much between the three of them on the book, but he is definitely now going forward at a race and not Golden Doyenne.
Okay, fair enough, Golden Doyenne, just the pick. Mm. In the 155, the final race that we're going to look at is the Welsh Grand National, a Grade 3 handicap chase over an extended 3 mile 5 furlong trip. 20 runners going to post for this absolute slog, Mick. We've got two previous winners coming in the form of... easy for me to say, in the form of Monbeg Dude and Mountainous, who won this last year and the year before. And we've also got some horses that are very much unexposed. You've got some old-timers in there. Mm. You know, there are a lot of horses that I reckon you could go down this. Of the 20, I think I'll have backed 15 or more of them.
Absolutely.
In any one race. But what do you think is primed to get some post-Christmas treat here?
Well, start with one of the previous winners, the 2013 winner, Monbeg Dude. Now, he's £18 higher than when he won in 2013. But I think that is reflected on the fact that he has been competing with credit at a higher level than when he won the Welsh National. He was a bit enigmatic in those days. He seems to have ironed out some of those idiosyncrasies, doesn't he? And he's a pretty solid long-distance staying chaser now, Monbeg Dude. And he's the sort of horse who's sort of good enough to run in a Gold Cup, if you like, isn't he? He's a long-distance handicap chaser.
Yeah.
But he'd be good enough to run in a Gold Cup. Nobody would turn...
No one would bat an eyelid.
Nobody would raise an eyebrow and say, what the heck's that doing there?
No.
And
similarly, running in the national, not disgraced by any means, 7th of 40 last year.
In what was
jumped okay, yeah. Obviously, in a race where it is quite difficult to make ground from the back,
yeah.
as we know. He really hasn't done much wrong since he went on that winning spree, and that's going back 2 years now.
And he's sure with that 4th in the Hennessy, that this new mark into the 140s probably isn't beyond him.
No.
So he's a major player for me, my big dude. Mountainous, you mentioned Mountainous, last year's winner, back for more. Of an only £3 higher mark, Alex. Now that's
tempting, isn't it?
Well, I know he was beaten a long way on his reappearance, but if you go back to last year and look at his run before he won this, that was his reappearance, and he was a similar effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, last time was beaten 6.5 lengths by Della Beck at Chepstow. Came back for the same race. This time, beaten 33 lengths this time by Rebecca's Choice. But Willard just got tired, was off a higher mark that time.
Exactly.
You'd imagine when you factor everything in, he's got to go close. It won't be as comfortable as it ended up being last year.
Yeah.
I say comfortable, he was all out at the finish. But still, you know, the way that he made ground was pretty serene.
I certainly think from a handicapping point of view,
you've got to give him a chance.
You cannot knock him off the shortlist.
But then again, if we are going on, it's more like a long list, isn't it? Because I think it's pretty hard to go down many of these and rule them out with any confidence.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got your top weight Shotgun Paddy, who's had a nice prep run for this. We know he likes it round here. He's got the steadier of 11 stone 12, but he's a big old Shotgun Paddy, and he'll carry that all right. Gasline Boy from the Inform Hobbs, he's coming into it on a hat trick. He's got to be ultimately respected. Benvolio, interesting. Second season novice. Probably a tough enough race for a second season novice, but the fact that Paul Nicholls is throwing him into this with blinkers on for the first time, which is a very interesting move. He should be all the better for that reappearance run 49 days ago. That was after 258 days off. They've given plenty of time to get over that with this race in mind. Now, I think Paul thinks he's probably better than a 139.
Well, it's interesting as well, because Paul Nicholls' other rudder, just above him on the race, called Hawke's Point, also cheek piece for the first time. So he's chucking everything at these two, isn't he?
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
Just interesting, Mick. I'm looking at the race history here, and I'm going to quickly go through the weights of the winners.
Okay?
10 stone, 10 stone, 10 7, 10 stone, 10 4, 10 9, 10 5, 10 4, 11 3, 10 5, 11 stone, 10 8, 10 1, 10 1. And 10 stone. So the two that were 11 plus, Halcon Generale and Notre Père, two pretty nice horses.
Yes.
Now, granted, we've got some nice types in here, but if you're pointing at that and going, well, under 11 stone seems to be the way to go, you run that more than, well, half the field. You're left with number 11, one in a Milan, and down. For trends backers, you know, you're going to have an each-way chance there, surely, if that trend is to come out again.
Well, that's why the other fourth one on my shortlist is Amigo.
I agree, Mick. I think this is the one that I fancy.
Yeah. He was seventh in this last year at the age of 6.
Mm-hmm.
He was hardly ready for it mentally, but he ran a creditable 7th, and he's now £6 lower, Alex. £6 lower and a year older. And he comes into this off an excellent second over this course behind Rebecca's Choice, who picked up the penalty for that. He reopposes, I should say.
Still ludicrously unexposed as well compared to some of the horses coming up against.
And he's going to be a big prize. I think he's going to be, unless the pipe team get the betting boots on.
Double figures,
of course,
at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going to put him up as the likely each way, because I totally agree with you. I think it's very, very hard to carry big weights to victory in this.
Yeah. I'd agree. So are we teaming up then with Amigo?
I certainly think that he's got to go on the each way outrun his price sort of box.
Yeah. But you could give a chance to so many in the race. It is very open.
I just think Richard Lee's teed Mountainous up. Now, I think he's too well handicapped not to. So I'm going to Dutch those two, Mountainous and Amigo, in the Welsh National.
I think Mountainous is the one, if you don't look at the trends, you'd go
11-3.
It still isn't a welterweight, is it?
Yeah, it's been done, isn't it? It's been done.
Exactly. So, so we'll take Mountainous and Amigo there in the Welsh National. Can you just finish through your three picks for Chepstow on Saturday, please?
Yeah, really good card at Chepstow, and looking forward to it. And I'd be very interested to see how big Hans Harry gets on going left-handed in that 12 at 55. If he's only 5, this horse, and the future is unlimited for him if he can channel all that undoubted ability in the right direction. So I'm taking him in the 12.55. Golden Doyen is going forward at a rate of knots for Philip Hobbs and Tom O'Brien in the 155. And I'm dutching last year's winner, Mountainous, who should be all the better for his comeback run. And don't forget, he won this identical race on his second start last season. And Amigo, who was seventh in this last year, can now race off a £6 lower mark and a year older.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.